News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Pensioners are joining the workforce at the fastest rate of any age cohort in Ireland, that's according to the CSO. So what is causing pensionable workers rejoining or staying in the workforce even for longer? Peter Cosgrove, Managing Director at FutureWise, joins us. Peter, why are we seeing so many pensioners going back to work?
Hi, Shane. I mean, the obvious one, firstly, is cost of living is much more expensive than it's ever been, and probably linked to that, pensions aren't as adequate as they used to be maybe 20, 30 years ago. So when people are looking at the next however many years, because they're realising they're living longer, they might realise they may not have enough money, and an easier way is to go back and work. So that would financial reason, but I think the other reason is really the kind of social and more kind of emotional reason. So people are getting, if you are living longer, people are feeling there's a lack of purpose and they're getting a little bit more bored. But probably even bigger than that, they have this lack of connection and the fact that, you know, they're not seeing a lot of people. And actually, when people are in the workforce, that's something they get a lot of. They get to talk to a lot of other people and they feel like they're valued in what they do.
I presume the fact we're living longer is a factor, and we're probably younger. A 65-year-old today is probably younger than a 65-year-old 30 years ago.
Look, there's no question of that. And actually, people at 65 would feel like they could easily work for another 10 or 15 years. Interestingly, from an employer perspective, I know some employers are very interested in them because they offer skills that maybe aren't as easy to get from the 20-year-olds, because those kind of listening skills and more patience and empathy and skills that maybe you get through wisdom and long life, but maybe also by not being as connected to your devices, actually can very much help in maybe kind of customer services role when you're listening to customers. So there are reasons for that, but the living longer is key. When people are living that long, they're probably healthier now than they were at 65, and they feel they've more to offer.
Is it a positive thing? Is it a negative thing? I suppose it depends, doesn't it?
Negative if we had a workforce where we had lots of unemployment, but I mean, we kind of would see ourselves as almost full employment, which is anyone who really wants to work can work at the moment. So therefore, we are looking for people back in the workforce. I would say to anyone out there that it is always a struggle at a certain age to get back into the workforce. Ageism is always a thing, even if it's unconscious. So it is still there. But it is good also for younger workers to be working with people across generations, because often in many of these workforces, everybody's the same age, and that leads to its own challenges. It's much better to have a reach. And also, we found in a lot of occasions that it's good from a mentoring point of view, whereas younger workers may be very smart, very well-driven, and there's things that they might miss out on the kind of interpersonal side.
Okay. All right. Really interesting. Peter Cosgrove, Managing Director at FutureWise, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know, if you're listening, are you one of those people of maybe 65 plus who have gone back to work? We'd love to hear your stories this morning. 087 1400
10- News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.